Blog Talk Radio.
Attention listeners, the song you're about to hear is not a sample.
Talking with her. We may even have two guests on here. Hey, how about that? God is just worthy of all the glory and all the honor. And I'm here to tell you that God is worthy. God will do the unthinkable that you don't think he will do, but God will do it. He will do it. He will do it. So I'm going to play another song. And when I play this next song, we're going to come back with prayer. And then we're going to go into our show. Amen.
Let it be done. I know sometimes life gets you down, and it seems like there's trouble all around.
Yes, yes. If it's in your will, Lord, let it be done. Amen, amen, and amen. So before we start with our special guest today, we are going to open up with a small, well, not small, because prayer is never small, but we're going to open up with a prayer, and then we're going to jump right in with myself, Lady Love, Mr. D-Rock, and Mr. Faith the Faith himself, and we're going to bring on our special guest today. She's a phenomenal woman. So with that being said, Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for just another day's journey, Father, Lord Jesus. Almighty Father in heaven, we just want to say thank you for allowing us to see this day that we have never seen before. We thank you for opening our eyes this morning. We just want to say thank you, Father, for all of our limbs that's working, God. We thank you for keeping us protected from this COVID-19 that's going around in this season, God Jesus, because we know it's only going to be lasting for a season, God Jesus. So we say thank you, God, for what you have already done. what you are doing and what you are going to do, God. We say thank you, God, because all the glory belongs to you. So, Father, right now we just want to say we're praying for those that are in sick and shedding. We're praying for those that's asking for prayer all over the internet. We are just praying, God, for people all over the world, God, Jesus. But most of all, God, we say thank you for you because you are a miracle worker. For those that just don't know, God, you have never left nor forsaken us. So we say thank you, God, and we give you all the glory. We thank you for our show today, and we thank you for our special guest today. We thank you for Mr. D-Rock. We thank you for Mr. Faith to Faith. And, of course, we thank you for myself. So, God, we're going to jump right into this program. And we just ask that you lead us in the right direction and give us the right words to say. In your holy, precious name, amen, amen, and amen. All right, so today we have a special guest. This young lady is so awesome. She's here from Cincinnati. And when she tell you what she's going to do, I'm telling you, God is going to open up doors for her. God has already opened the door. He set the platform. I'm just going to read a little bit of something before I introduce her. She goes, I am running for mayor because it's time to bring integrity, back to City Hall, to restore confidence in the mayor's office, to be a strong voice, to provide opportunities as well as to encourage as many citizens as possible to engage in the democracy process as it relates to getting their needs, me, she, and he. So that means everybody. She's getting every, she wanted to just do what God is leading her to do, and I pray that I did read that right. But forgive me if I messed up on any words, but don't charge me. Just charge it to my heart. Amen. So without any further ado, let's bring on, we're going to like to welcome to our program the one and only Miss Kelly Prather from Cincinnati, Ohio. Everybody, yay! All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm happy. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. So first, I'm not even going to ask any questions today. I'm going to let the gentleman do the question asking because I'm always asking questions. So we're going to start with Mr. Faith to Faith himself, and then we're going to let Mr. D-Rock come on. Mr. D-Rock is from Tennessee, and after that, after Faith to Faith himself asks you questions, and y'all talk for a little bit, then we'll go into a song and we'll come back. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. Miss Kelly, Miss Cincinnati, what's going on? How you doing there?
Hey, Mr. Faith to Faith, I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am fantastic. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, the first question I'm gonna get to it is, who is Miss Kelly Prather?
Well, Mr. Faith the Faith and studio audience, I am Kelly Prather, born and raised in the lovely city of Cincinnati, proud product of the Cincinnati Public School System. I lived in Cincinnati Metropolitan Housing in my early years, and then we moved to Madisonville. Were able to get a home thereafter, but I'm a first-generation first-generation entrepreneur, a first-generation college graduate. I'm currently working on a PhD in public policy with a specialization in MLK studies and social change. Just really passionate about creating the changes that we not only want to see but need to see in Cincinnati. And Ms. Phyllis did an amazing job with the introduction. And like that paragraph said, I am really working hard to restore integrity and honesty in City Hall, starting with the mayor's office. There has been so much going on. People, you know, the corruption, the public corruption has been duly noted, and everybody has their eye on council members. However, I think that we also need to take a look at the mayor, because what we're witnessing is not corrupt individuals. We're looking at an era of a culture of corruption. And so it's not
right.
It hasn't just started. It's been taking place since back in the day when we had the period of civil unrest in 2001. And so that was mm-hmm. like the turning point. And so I was out there on the forefront as a social justice and civil rights activist fighting against police brutality. I saw how OTR was being taken over thereafter, and now citywide, so many communities are being taken over, and it's left a housing shortage. In the city of Cincinnati alone, we have a 40-plus thousand affordable housing unit shortage, and so with the gentrification mm-hmm. that is continuing, it's only going to get worse. So I'm not a person who's going to fight for the everyday person, so really excited to be here, and yeah, that's who Kelly Prather is.
Amen, amen, and amen. And that's strong right there. And the people, you can hear the passion in her voice when she says it. So you're not, they believe that you just started, but I've been knowing you for at least 4 or 5 years now, and this is what you've been doing. So I really love the passion that you have for the city of Cincinnati.
Thank you.
That's the
Thank
thing,
you.
The passion for you, that you have for the people. And with that
yeah,
passion,
yeah.
how did you get that strong passion? Because you've been through some things.
I've been through a lot. Everything that could have impacted the everyday person, especially people from the Black community. I'm a strong African American woman. I have experienced that personally. And although it looks like I just jumped out into the forefront of politics, I've worked behind the scenes in politics for the past 30 plus years. In
Amen.
The mid 90s. Yeah, in the mid-90s, I was a member of the city's charter committee. We were then called the Charter Rights. And I worked mm-hmm. side-by-side with the late, great Dr. Marian Spencer, who told me to keep fighting because everything that we have been fighting for since way back when is extremely prevalent now. So aside from that, I mean, I've had my personal struggles recently. I'm a recent breast cancer survivor. In my personal life, I did... Yeah, to God be the glory. I don't look like my story. And he
Amen.
Kept me to even, you know, be present to even share this story on this day. But I've also survived domestic violence. I've survived gun violence. I've survived, you know, you name it, I've been through it. I've survived political corruption, whistleblower retaliation, and witness intimidation from some corporate criminals who were called
mm-hmm.
out, who were caught as a result of me just being me being me and working in the highest and best interest of the public. So there's a lot to me. There's a lot to me. And I, you know, to be honest, Mr. Faith to Faith, if you would have asked me 10 or 15 years ago if I would have ever run for public office, I probably would have said no. But I understand that my steps are not, that my life is not my own, and God is ordering my steps. And I really believe that God has prepared me for a time such as this and to be a voice for those who feel like they don't have a voice or who feel hopeless. So I'm excited. I'm excited about working to, you know, empower people economically to ensure that we have development that does not result in displacement or more homelessness, not only homelessness for residential properties, but also commercial properties. You have a lot of small businesses that have been displaced as a result of the development. And then I'm still really big on public safety. I'm really big on public safety. You know, I talk about police brutality, but I also talk about the census acts in our community. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that we have to have that village mindset. And that, mm-hmm. you know, if we're calling people out for what they do to us, we also have to check ourselves, govern ourselves appropriately, and make sure that we're
right.
doing the right thing.
Amen. Amen and amen. And that's perfect. I'm glad you actually said that. So we have to actually govern ourselves because we can't always blame the other person. And we're
right.
doing it to ourselves. So, yeah.
That's
you,
right.
You're the voice for all. You got my vote. If it's time
Thank
to vote today,
you,
I'm already voting. No doubt.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. Well, Miss Lady Love, I'm all done with my segment. What you got?
So you all done with your segment. All right, then. Well, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to a song, and then when we come
okay.
back, we're going to bring Mr. D-Rock all the way from Tennessee. And
okay.
then we're going to have some more questions for Ms. Kelly. And after that, we'll play another song. And then, of course, yours truly, Lady Love, have some questions. But with that being said, here we go.
All right. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. That was that song, because Jesus opened doors that no man can close, and he closed doors that no man can open. And I'm telling you, I didn't even realize that was a song I was playing, but that song couldn't have been no more on time than what it was. And I thank God for that. So with that being said, we are back with Miss Kelly Fraser out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Yours truly, Lady Love. And we're going to bring on Mr. D-Rock himself, all the way from Trump, Florida. All right, let's give it up, Miss Kelly Fraser, Mr. D-Rock. Let's get it. Let's go.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Lady Love. She is the Lady Love, and that's who she is. And I'm so excited to meet Miss Kelly Prather. Now, I've been, I had to get some information on you, so I said, well, Lady Love, send me some little information on her, so I can get acquainted with Miss Kelly here. But it's so good to meet you as well.
Likewise.
One of the questions I definitely want to ask you is that I know that you are running for mayor for Cincinnati, Ohio. And
yes.
I was thinking of when I thought about, when you're running for mayor, I thought about our new vice president that's already in office. And
yes.
And I was saying that, what are some of the top three things that you would change for the city of Cincinnati?
Well, the first thing, like I kind of explained my platform when I was speaking with Mr. Faith to Face, my uh-huh. platform is centered on economic empowerment, meaning uh-huh. I want to support small businesses, give them access to the resources that they have so long needed but never had access to. What uh-huh. happens with contracts, especially as it relates to development, you have prime contracts and you have subcontracts, and there's so many small businesses who just happen to be contractors who never have access to that. Not only uh-huh. do I want to make sure that plumbers, electricians, carpenters get access to some of the money that's available through the uh-huh. city that actually comes down from the federal administration, I also uh-huh. want to support those small businesses that are branding themselves. I think that we're finally getting it that as African Americans, we spend like $40 billion annually in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And as
right.
opposed to supporting some of those high fashion, like, I don't want to call their names, but yeah, I'll say a few. Louis Vuitton, Gucci, we're branding mm-hmm. ourselves. And so even small businesses who want to brand themselves, I want to ensure that there is a place in the marketplace for those individuals. So here locally, we don't have a black mall. In most major metropolitan cities like Atlanta, they have Greenbrier. In Brooklyn, they have Kings Plaza. In Detroit, they have Town Center. And so ultimately what I would like is I would like a black-owned mall. We haven't had, in the city of Cincinnati, we haven't had a black-owned mall since Swift and Commons was torn down a while ago. And I think that we're ready. We're in a good place and position to help some of these individuals who have pop-up shops and sell clothing items, help them to be financially, not only financially literate for those who need that training, but also to be structured appropriately so that they can be, they can get brick and mortar locations where they can sell their clothes. I also mm-hmm. want to look at development without displacement. Like I said before, we have a 40 plus affordable unit housing shortage in the city of Cincinnati, and our mm-hmm. homeless rate is, I mean, it is astronomical. And so I
wow.
want to work with the Homeless Coalition. I want to work with a company called Bethany House that provides shelter for displaced families and make sure that they have a place in the city limits. And then also, like I said, development without displacement. Now, a lot of people have said, well, Kelly Prather is anti-development. I'm not anti-development. No one wants to live in a rundown city, Mr. D-Rock.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants a well-developed city, but we also have to have
right.
well-developed people, and we also have to have places to live. So that's what I'm pushing for. And then public safety.
Uh-huh.
I am a member of, I'm not a mom. I'm an aunt who is the next best thing to a mom. I'm a member of Moms Against Gun Violence. And,
uh-huh.
as far as public safety, I want to crack open some of these cold cases, because you got moms and dads who are running around saying, who murdered my son? And
right, right.
I think that because our police department continues to be incentivized, the police department gets a ridiculous, like a gets a raise every year, and our fire department don't even get that. I'm like, wow. We're going to continue to incentivize police. The police, they have to solve some murders. There's no reason why in the city of Cincinnati, in two of our districts, District 3 and District 4, we have more deaths than any other major city in some cases.
Wow.
Some major cities don't have this. And so we're going to continue to incentivize the police department. They need to do some investigations, do some real work, get out of their cars, build healthy police community relationships. And so I'm looking at public safety from that standpoint. But like I said before, it takes a village and that village mindset. So individuals who are out here acting lawless and like they don't have acting like donkey, you know, and I'm being nice saying donkey, they need to be held accountable for their actions. You know, we want, people are trying to live around here. So those are my key items.
Right. And, you know, and that's a powerful thing that you said, that because we have so many people, you know, they're trying to solve cases, but don't have the right tools to make, you know, to solve those cases. And, you know, and I think about as far as, you know, the families, you know, and, you know, that was another question I was going to ask too as well, is that, you know, we see a lot of job rates that are going sky high, you know, and, you know, as far as with people like with the food stamps program, what are some of the things that, you know, some of the things that you can, as far as, you know, when being the mayor of Cincinnati, what are some of the things that you want to cover in that area as far as with unemployment and, you know, how can we make Cincinnati unemployment better?
Well, the one thing I want to do, like I said, is I want to incentivize or I want to encourage small business ownership. I know Senator Eric Kearney, who was also the president of the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky African American Chamber, he said last year small businesses brought in $1.3 billion. And I think that given the fact that COVID-19 did not teach us anything else, it taught us that we have to have multiple streams of income. And so some of those side hustles, I want people to turn some of those side hustles into legitimate businesses. I also want to start a year-round youth employment program. I am a product of, because I come from a low-income family, a product of a program that we had years ago called Citizens Committee on Youth, and that was a summer youth employment program. I would love to start a year-round youth employment program because, you know, and I can use myself as an example. I worked a week and a whole when I got my first check, and I remember taking that first cash in my check and taking my money home and saying, Mama, what do you need? You know, children know what their parents need. Parents are overwhelmed. Right. And so if you help the children, you're going to help the families. And so, you know, I'm not really big on poverty initiatives, because if we keep focused on poverty initiatives, then we're going to continue to have people seeing themselves as being low income. I want to empower people to say, I get it. We need to have these social service programs, but they need to understand that these programs were not meant to be a way of life. They were a means of short-term means of survival. And so I know that, you know, we're still in the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the unemployment rate is out, you know, as astronomical, and, you know, I'll be realistic, but at the same time, if we see where, you know, there's opportunities for people to make money and to be self-sufficient as opposed to being dependent on the system, that's what I'm going to advocate for.
Gotcha. And, you know, and I know that, you know, of course you have my vote too as well. I know I do live in Tennessee, but you know, you have my vote too as well. Because, you know, reading your bio, you have done a lot of things. You know, for yourself and, you know, from family wise and things like that. And, you know, one of the things I definitely want to ask is that what are some of the things that you want as far as with low income family? Like you say, you come from a low income family. What are some of the things that you want to build for people like that have low income, that's trying to make something bigger and something better for their families as well? That, I mean, as far as with food stamps and, you know, things like that.
Like I said, I want to empower low income communities to see themselves as someone who can rise above their circumstances. In those communities, I think that some of the invaluable resources that are missing are like parenting skills. We need like some type of a group where if a mom has to work and they don't, their babysitter canceled on them. We need programs where we have people who are child care providers in the community who can say, okay, I can do respite care. I can take care of your baby now. And even in those communities where people get overwhelmed and say, you know, as opposed to lashing out at their kid, if they need a break, we need programs like that where they can get a break. Because, it's, you know, let's be honest, it's difficult raising a child, and it's difficult mm-hmm. raising a child and being poor. So we
Absolutely.
Need social service programs in the community where the community is taking care of each other, and then they're also working to improve the quality of life and get more income. I know that here locally, CMHA had a program where if you lived in Cincinnati Metropolitan Housing Complex and you wanted to start your own business, you would get first dibs on, I guess, commercial spaces that were available in that area that were owned by CMHA if you wanted to start a business. And there were also grants for individuals who want to start businesses and be raised from their circumstances. It's D-Rock, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. D-Rock, one of the things that hurt my heart more than anything else, being that I come from Millville, I lived in Millville. I come from the hood. One of the things that hurt my heart when I see this is to go back to those communities and see where you have generations of families who, you know, they were there when I was there, and then their children grew up and they got apartments and they got a check and they got some stamps.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts my heart because generational poverty is real. I want to focus on generational wealth, and the only way that you can do that is you teach financial literacy. You teach people how to, you know, apply for an EIN through the IRS, how to fill out your paperwork through the Secretary of State so you can be a viable entity. You know, we talk about corporations and how corporations own America. You know, I thank God I had the opportunity to go to college. Thank God I had an opportunity or God put it in my spirit to start my own business, because I see how the rich get rich and how, you know, I call it corporate welfare, how they look down on people who are dependent on the system, but at the same time, they are just as dependent because they get those tax breaks that are available through the government. And so I want to
uh-huh.
teach people, you know, I want to teach people everything that I've learned to be more self-sufficient. So that's what I'm excited. I'm excited that, you know, I grew up in the hood, and
right.
I had the experiences I had. And so I know that I have there are people who are poured into me, and I have
mm-hmm.
a moral obligation to give back to my community. So I want to go back and I want to teach people how to be self-sufficient and independent. And financial literacy is the key, and you empower someone. You empower people by teaching them how to do it, as opposed to looking down on them. So I have to get back to my community, and that is my goal.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
So
yes,
with
indeed.
That being said, we're going to take a pause for the cause. Maybe
yes,
Ms. Kelly needs to take a drink of water or something. We will be right back. You tuned in to Faith to Faith Radio. We are worldwide, and we will be right back.
Sure. Okay.
Let's go.
Jeremiah 10:23-24. We well know, O Lord, that to earthly man his way does not belong. It does not belong to man who is walking even to direct his steps. Correct me, O Jehovah. However, with judgment, not in anger, that you may not reduce us to nothing.
Make it to heaven, but I'm trying to come back in the resurrection. Take my place. paradise in paradise. So I pray to God, try to take my life, but temptation make it hard for me to make it out. Man, I got a quick lust and I need to stop smoking. I need God's guidance, but I know I'm hopeless. I'm roaming about worlds, don't let me out, I'm gone. Look, please help me sing a song.
All of my steps to the word is Lord. He begot me every day. So it seems everything going wrong, and you're just trying to find your way. Mama just wanna feed her babies, trying to keep a safe place to stay. Don't stress, it's a test, God bless. All you really gotta do is just keep your faith. You can feel it if you open up, you can get it if you need love. As much as a mother needs, it's all you need. Small price pays for the air that we breathe, and the baby's home, place to go when we leave. Food that we eat, when we sleep, it's a miracle, no believe in the Lord.
Hey, what you're seeing on the news has been already written in the Bible, but ain't nobody taking the time. When I don't wanna die, no, never. I wonder if I ever gonna win a lot better. So when Armageddon really comes to, what you gon' do? Alive. And even though it's hard, I know I make mistakes. I give it everything it takes just to make it right. This is Satan's plan, never stand the plan. Y'all, Jesus coming back with a furious mind. Better praise every day, hurry, get on your job. Glory to the King, that's
how
it's
fine. Yeah, yeah, he's coming back. Don't be ready, yeah. What am I steps in your word, dear Lord?
Amen. Order my steps in your word, in your will, in your ways, Jesus. We're going to stand that one out to Miss Kelly Prather and Mr. Faith to Faith himself, because I know he wasn't expecting that song, but to God be the glory. But we're going to definitely send that one out to Miss Kelly Prather, so God can order her steps in this world, okay? So with that being said, we're going to bring Miss Kelly Prather back on. Yes, yours.
Hey.
And Miss Kelly Prather out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So Miss Kelly Prather, I don't really have that many questions for you, but I do have like maybe two, maybe three. But my first question is, what do you think about Mayor Crainley and what he's doing? Because you know they had those three that were saying they were so corrupt. But what do you think about him as mayor today?
Well, John Crainley has been around for a long time, and mm-hmm. I try not to be judgmental or really mm-hmm. vocal about individuals. I try to focus on the issues. However, I think I stated this before, we have to look at this from a tops-down approach. And mm-hmm. when the FBI went into City Hall, they didn't say that there were corrupt. There was a culture of corruption, and John Crainley is the spearheader of that corruption. Mm-hmm. I was just sharing in a Facebook group that I have John Crainley's campaign finance reports, and mm-hmm. the developers who individuals just happen to be rallying about and who are putting pressure for even like Family Dollar to close, creating more of a food desert, they supported John Crainley in mm-hmm. Walnut Hills and in Madisonville. So mm-hmm. I think that the FBI, the Department of Justice, really need to go in, and if they're looking at the corruption in the city of Cincinnati, they need to look at every elected official there, starting in the mayor's office. Ironically, he is putting on a front as if he's trying to get to the root of the corruption, but he handpicked mm-hmm. individuals who have supported him. He even handpicked a developer to be on a task force. So you are getting people to conceal your corruption. And so my opinion is not really favorable of John Cranley. I think that, again, he is a ruthless, cutthroat racist. I even posted an email, an old article regarding an email that he sent to Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor of Chicago, where he said that basically you just get everybody. He used the black community against Chief Jeffrey Blackwell when he sabotaged Chief Jeffrey Blackwell's career. And Jeffrey Blackwell was a police chief who was doing some amazing things as far as police community relationships, relationships, and ensuring that we had real public safety. He was dealing with the issues here. So John Cranley is he's strange bedfellows with these developers. He really does not care about public safety, and in my opinion, he's a racist. So, and I will go on record saying that. So I think that we definitely the Department of Justice would really I think that they would open up a cesspool if they go and they investigate John Cranley. He needs to be investigated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, there's so much corruption going on. And what's the craziest thing ever is that it's always been there, but when Trump took office, he just opened up the door so they can just be on the forefront with it. And it's like, you know, all these Republicans and so on and so forth, like, it's like almost like they're scared of Trump, like, one minute they say this, and then the next minute they say, oh, no, we're not going to do this and do that. But you know what? It doesn't matter what none of these people say, because we all know that God has the last say over all things. He's the beginning and the end. So it really boils down to God's will.
Exactly.
And
you know what?
Yes,
and you know what, Lady Love? I totally agree. I think that what we're witnessing, even with the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, God is doing what only God can do. Even with the election of Reverend Raphael Warnock, who is now a U.S. Senator, and John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock, who is the first black U.S. Senator for the state of Georgia, God is doing what only God can do.
God can do so much
of what we see out here is not making sense. And so now he's putting people in position who can make it make sense, because it's ridiculous. And like you said, when Donald Trump, I call him Donald the Developer Trump, because for anyone who has been in New York City, if you go up the West Side Highway, I mean, all you see is Trump Towers from state to state. Trump, there's developments. Even here locally, Donald Trump owned the land where Swifton Commons was. He owned the land where the Community Action Agency and that new development of houses back there were. And so he incentivized the developers to take over cities. He not only incentivized the developers and made it possible with this federal money that came down, this money that came down from the federal administration, he also appointed close to 150 judges nationwide. And so a lot of those judges, when people think about the court system, they forget that there's two sides. There's a criminal side and there's a civil side. On the civil side, these judges were pushing foreclosures or getting default foreclosures. People were losing their homes by default judgments because they weren't even serving people notice to appear in court. I mean, it is all a big racket, and you know, but God is seeing fit where people who understand how this happened, he's seeing fit that, you know, he's ordering people steps and pulling people from behind the scenes and saying, you know, I need you here to do, you know, do the work, to do my will so that my people can be taken care of. So.
Amen. So the day comes you get elected, because, you know, you have to speak those things into the existence. So the day comes you get elected and you get in office and you just give God all the glory. After all of that being said, what is first on your agenda?
The first thing that I am going to do is I'm going to see if I can put a moratorium on foreclosures, work with the county and put a hold on foreclosures. That's what I'm going to do. That was the first thing that I said. You know, they were saying, one of the other radio show hosts said, well, during his first days in office, what do you want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to do? I said, well, they need to put a moratorium on foreclosures because the homeless rate is ridiculous. So that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm also going to call for a comprehensive audit of all the community benefits agreements. agreements, because with these community benefits agreement, I mean, with this development, they were also supposed to have a community benefits agreement that shows what the benefit was going to be to the community for the development. I'm also going to have an external audit, call for an external audit of the police department, and take a look at the cold cases, see if I can take a look at the cold cases to see if we can solve some of these unsolved murders. So those are my three agendas, making sure that, you know, we put a moratorium on foreclosures so that we don't create more issues of homelessness. I'm going to call for a comprehensive audit of all the community benefits agreements that are attached to these development deals, and I'm going to call for an audit on the police department.
Amen. Because, you know, it just really, I've never in my entire life, because I left Cincinnati for about, I guess maybe like maybe, well, I left Cincinnati when the 9/11 happened, and I came back to Cincinnati to live in 2016, so that's a long time to be gone. But when I came back, I could not believe my eyes, like, how many people are out here homeless? Like, it was just the most, I mean, it was just like a big ball of confusion, because Cincinnati had never been like that. And, you know,
right.
The craziest thing that I really seen out of that is how in the world are you going to give a homeless person an eviction notice off the street?
Right.
I was just
right.
Are you
was that not
me?
Ridiculous?
You know, y'all got all these spaces, y'all trying to make bars and places for all these folks to go and everything to have a good time and eat and party. Why not make those places like some centers for, well, I mean like centers like you said, like a center for homeless people to go live. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Make some places like that, because it's too many out here. It is way too many out here. And then, you know, who God knows what people may do. They may go out and collect homeless people, because the stuff that you see in the movies, don't think it's just in the movies, because there's some fruitcake out here that's actually doing it, gathering homeless people, say you want to go to work, and then they take them and hunt them down and kill them. You know, and I don't mean to sound ruthless like that, but that's just the way the world is. That's just the way people think, you know. And then they say Black Lives Matter. My thing is this, all lives matter. All lives. But don't just target one life. Don't target just us, because trust and believe, we are just, if not important, as important as you are. So stop all this nonsense. It's just, it's too much. And I'm going to tell you, I'm so excited about what you're doing. I'm very excited about what you're doing.
Thank you.
One more song, if I have to, I'll shorten it. And then when we come back, we want to ask you, one of us is going to ask you, like, as far as information, as far as how to reach out to you, your next move, and so on and so on. So let me play this next song right here really fast. Well, not really fast,
okay.
But I'm going to play this next song, and then we'll be back. Amen?
Amen.
That you love me, you keep opening doors for me that I couldn't see. Everything is owed to you when I couldn't see my way. You gave me the strength to make it another day. Life I couldn't imagine.
without you. When I'm feeling at my end, on you I can depend. When I am all alone, you're there to pick me up when I fall. I know you never leave me. You sacrificed your life to give the very best to me.
Amen. Only you, God. You keep opening doors for us, God, like you do, like you do, like you do all the time. All right, guys, it's time. We're coming to the end of our show. We have had so much fun. We've gathered so much information with the one and only Miss Kelly Prather out of Cincinnati, Ohio. She's running for mayor. So you guys need to get out there and vote, vote, vote. Make sure you put her in office because God has set the foundation. So with that being said, Mr. Faith to Faith, I'm going to let you do the honors and ask him any last questions, and then Mr. D-Rock, and then we're going to go on from there.
All right. Amen, amen. Well, it was a joy. It was a joy having you, Ms. Kelly Prather, Mayor.
Thank you,
Mayor son. Kelly Prather. I'm already speaking.
yes.
We got Cincinnati candidate here, Ms. Kelly Prather. Ms. Kelly, if you can give them some information on if they want to get in contact with you or help out with the campaign. She needs some help with the campaign, y'all. Give them
yes.
information how to get in contact with you and everything.
Yes.
Thank you for being on our show. We love you. We support you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Thank you so much. I love you all, and I really appreciate you all having me. I have a website. It's the Kelly Prather Experience. My name is spelled with an I. It's K-E-L-L-I, Prather. It sounds like Prather, but it's long A, Prather. I'm on all social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now I'm on the Clubhouse. I definitely need assistance with my campaign. You can reach out to me on all of the social media outlets. My personal website is kellyprather1@gmail.com. I have no qualms about sharing my personal cell phone number. It's area code 513-258-9586. Again, it's area code 513-258-9586. All donations are welcomed and appreciated. Just if you want to help, if you want to jump on a campaign team, there will be opportunities or paid opportunities to distribute literature. I would love that. If you have your own blog talk radio show, or if you're your own radio show or TV show, I would love to make an appearance. I am declaring that this is the year of the woman. We have our first black female vice mayor. We have vice president. We have our first black female vice president. We have an all-female Hamilton County Commission. North College Hill has their first black female mayor, and I think that Cincinnati is ready to make history and elect me as the first black female mayor of the city of Cincinnati in the city's history. Who better to serve the people than someone who is always amongst the people and will make Cincinnati City Hall accessible to the people and help people to understand that these elected officials don't work for these elected officials. The elected officials work for you and to hold people accountable. And like I said before, it's time to bring integrity and honesty back to City Hall, starting with the mayor's office. And the one thing I always say is, if not now, then when? If not me, then who? We have taken too many losses, and I'm ready to win so that I can work for you. My website is the Kelly Prather Experience. If you want someone who is ready to make sense of all that has not made sense, please support my campaign. Register to vote by April 5th. You have to register to vote by April 5th. Early voting starts April 6th, and you have an opportunity to help me get through the primary by voting no later than May 4th. So thank you all so much for having me, and I look forward to coming back on so that I can give you an update, okay?
Amen.
All right, God bless you all. I appreciate
you. We thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless. Take care, y'all.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.